Your Money, Your Community feature here on 90.5 MyFM. I'm being joined right now by realtor Mike Sloan of Royal LePage in Grand Bend. Mike, tell me how you got into the real estate field.
Good question. I had an interest sparked in real estate when I started teaching at Fanshawe College because I kept driving by all these student rentals every day. And not to say they were always in the best non-partied condition from the day before, but I saw it as an opportunity because I was working at the college and I was close by and I could tend to these. So I got into a couple student rentals there and I had a good experience with the realtors I was with, and I sort of got talked into becoming a realtor at their brokerage.
For those who are not familiar with a real estate agent, tell us a bit about what your job entails every day.
I focus more on listings than maybe the next realtor might. I have always been of an opinion that if you can have listings, then you're working with sellers and you're going to meet buyers anyway. Generally speaking, following up on anything that came through on the properties I have listed, and I'm frequently getting calls to list properties, and that happens when your name gets out there, and there's a bunch of us. There's a bunch of great realtors in this area. Actually, it's interesting because we don't have a ton of realtors along Ontario's West Coast, but all of the realtors that I have the pleasure of working with here are just great. And a lot of what we're doing when we're going to see properties with buyers isn't just seeing that house with the buyer, but it's constantly exposing ourselves to all these different neighborhoods and seeing what the beach is like, and we hadn't been there for a few months and now we want to go back, and forever being educated on the geography of the area when you're a realtor in a rural area.
You touched on it a bit there, but what do you do to help your clients?
There are two sides of a realtor helping their clients and sort of helping out in the community in turn. There are two very different parts of the job. So generally speaking, as realtors who get listings, we are marketers. So we're very much in tune with what people want to see, what looks good. It all starts with the pictures. I've found, doing a significant amount of research, that most people spend the majority of their time when they're looking at real estate looking at the photos, if they're on realtor.ca, if they're on our MLS system here. And I spend a ton of time on the media, and I strive to have the best possible media. And I also always try and tell a story. It's about selling a lifestyle and showing the people who you're selling for that there's going to be another family that's going to fill their shoes and enjoy the same benefits that property had to offer.
What's something about your business that you'd like to highlight? Any sort of special features or anything like that?
I love where I sell, and that three-tier marketing program that I always talk about when I'm presenting to somebody who might be interested in listing their house. You have to have the best possible media. You always have to have maximum level of detail, but telling a story is really important.
Switching to more community focus now, tell me, what does community mean to you?
My kids are growing up here. I live in Grand Bend. I have two of my three in hockey in Exeter, another one in Zurich. So I'm like all into that triangle. And I had a really hard time when a lot of the stuff on Main Street sold and there were some people that I'd never heard of. There was just a lot of backlash in the community that the town was going to be changed and destroyed, and all the culture and the character and the nostalgia, it was all going to be gone just because some new people were coming in, and it's generational shift, and they were picking up where these other businesses left off. And I disagree with that. It's important to me to see our communities grow.
And final question for you, why is it so important to get involved in the community and have the chance to give back?
It's not about growing your business. I mean, initially people get involved in the community more because they want their business to grow. But I think one of the best things about getting closer to other business owners in the community and closer to other families is that when they need you for something you can do for them, they're going to call you, but they're going to be there when I need them. And it just doesn't feel like that in the city. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to knock any kind of city life. I just think being in a more rural area where you have a tighter knit community and more people know each other, it's just friendlier.
Mike, thanks so much for joining me. You can check out our other features at exetertoday.ca. Make sure you stay tuned for next Wednesday for our next Your Money, Your Community feature. It's Kimberly Millimans from Exeter Grand Bend's 90.5 MyFM.